This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review on Eagle 98.1.
Well, Matt, I have to say, we have the most accurate moment ever. I saw the Yahoo report released today, and I said, right. Matt already said it on our show that, you know, they have all this huge report, and they're just releasing it little bits at a time, and it's irritating.
Yeah, I wonder if Condon was listening back then. Maybe he's listening right now. No, but so for those that missed it, Yahoo, Pat, the Three Stooges, Pat Forte, Pete Thamel, and Dan Wetzel have another report at Yahoo today, and it's the headline reads, Yahoo exclusive, dom, dom, dom. Sources, docs reveal recipient of Will Wade's strong-ass offer. So, Michelle, I told you this 2 weeks ago when the last report about Will Wade came out. It's evident from the first report back in October that Yahoo has many wiretap phone conversations. They have a lot of content within those wiretaps, and they are selecting when and cautiously selecting when they are going to release that information. Journalistically, it would be ethical to write a 10,000-word expose and release it. Release your findings. Do all your work, make it into one piece, and release it. Or a series of two or three over a couple of days, however you want to do it. But what Yahoo is elected to do now instead is take their information and allow that wick to burn longer. So clearly, like I told you a month ago, they had more, and we keep seeing more of it. Today, what they've released, this next little breadcrumb along the trail, is Shannon Foreman. He's a former John Calipari player at Memphis. He's a mentor to Javonte Smart, and they're alleging that Shannon Foreman is the middleman that Wade was talking about on the wiretap, about the guy who, you know, who was making the offer to the kid and the mom, who we assume is Javonte Smart. So essentially all this is identifying who the middleman is, and Yahoo even writes in the, they write in the piece, in a wiretap 2017 phone call with Dawkins, first reported by Yahoo Sports earlier this month, Wade makes mention of Shannon as the intermediary. You got the wiretap! Why didn't you include that in the last report? This is why, and I understand we live in a culture now in media where I do understand that the general public largely doesn't understand how these decisions of when to release information and editorial decisions are made, and you slap salacious headlines and words like exclusive and breaking, and it makes it look like there's more to the story, when in reality, this is another piece of information from the same wiretap phone call that they've had for months and have been slowly releasing stories, and they're probably going to do more, and they're going to slap more headlines on it. And oh, by the way, it just so happens to be the day before LSU's playing in the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16. Like last time, it was the day before LSU was going to play Vanderbilt to go win the SEC Tournament while Will Wade was going to have media availability. And today it was just before Tony Benford's media availability. All of this is so calculated by Yahoo that it's nauseating. It's not to excuse Will Wade being on the wiretap or anything like that. It's just that the way Yahoo is going about releasing the story is unethical and it's disgusting. And if you have it, report it. If not, shut up.